And welcome back, and we have the Nutramedical Report. It is, believe it or not, just past the Ides of October. Our mid-fall sale is over, but we are going to have one on soon over Thanksgiving, which only is a month away now. And Michelle, you have lots of announcements. Go ahead and tell us everything that's going on.
Well, it's great to be here today, as usual.
Yes, hey, it is.
It always
it's wonderful. My beautiful, sweet Mishi, who manages wonderfully the business side and interacts with people, and they love talking to her.
Guess what?
She's the most social person I know on earth.
Guess what? If we sound a little tired today, Bill and I rolled in last night almost 1 o'clock in the morning because we took our Dolly Kelsey to the Jonas Brothers concert. Well, gosh, I think I realized how old we were when I was there, Bill. I had to get earplugs.
I'm glad I had earplugs because let me tell you, there's several things about the concert that I think are not good. Number one, it's so loud you're going to get permanent hearing damage. Mm-hmm. Number two, the people are becoming, I got a new term for you, and I tried to spell it last night when I had my dental thing in. Uh-huh. I call them Ameritons. They're like automatons, only they're Americans. A-M-E-R-I-T-O-N-S. Uh-huh. They were like, put your arms up and swing. Dance for this. Start singing. It's amazing. They were definitely Ameritons. And the third thing I noticed about people, they were not, how can I say this, paying attention. Whether they're in lineups or this or that, they just didn't pay attention. It was like they're in a daze. So
that's because they're all in love with the Jonas Brothers. You notice it was like 95% girls. They love the Jonas Brothers.
Anyway,
and their music, Kelsey loved it. The music was great.
The Jonas Brothers' father was a pastor.
He was Assembly of God's pastor.
Yeah, and he's got young men are amazing, young Christian men. They had two groups before. They had B.B. Rexha, who had some great songs, and they had Garen McGrath, whose father is Dr. Phil. And he was pretty good to start, and then they had B.B. Rexha with a few great songs. And then the Jonas Brothers were rocking. They are definitely, from what I consider, the best medium-range pop group in probably the last 20 years, in not only in America, the world. And that's why I recommend their music. I listened to them when I was at the pool. In fact, I drove my dear wife crazy playing Jonas Brothers while I was in my pool.
Well, I knew every word of every song.
But no, you didn't know it. You learned it more. And then you're a good history researcher. You went and researched not only the Jonas Brothers and their history. By the way, they have a thing called bloodmemoirs.com. And they have a book out as well about themselves. And I'm sure it's really cool.
There's so much bad stuff out there, and they're just they're just family sweet kids.
They're in their early 30s. They're like our kids now in their early 30s, Go ahead, Michelle.
Okay, so we're awake, are we, Bill?
I'm always awake. I have to take things to make me not awake. I need enough stuff to go to sleep to take a white rhino and full charge and put him into coma.
You're drinking a coffee right now. So
I usually don't, but when I have a coffee, I will be up. And by the way, my drink here with Keto Power Sports Energy Light has a slow release form of caffeine as well.
I rarely see you having a coffee.
Yeah, this
I should take a picture of this. Chris went and got him one this morning.
That was nice.
Bill, let's see.
Coffee with coconut.
Coconut
no milk.
Milk.
I do not drink milk. Milk is bad, especially pasteurized milk is the devil's work.
I like it in my tea every day.
The devil's work.
It's not hurting me.
Pasteurized milk has proteins, lactobumin and casein, that have been cross-linked with Rimsul 50 that causes it to attack your brain tissue, attacks your heart and blood vessels, and causes autoimmune disease and cancer. Rimsul 50. I can give you all the tech specs. I can even do the lab tests in the antibody immunosciences lab and prove to you it's dangerous as hell.
Well, it's a good thing.
And in fact, when I actually started getting kids on milk from cows that didn't have Rimsul 50 because they weren't pasteurized, their bloody diarrhea immediately ceased because it's Rimsul 50 we use to clean the pasteurizing machines that are killing people.
So how do you find... I'm drinking organic milk.
You have to have milk that's not pasteurized. If it's pasteurized through a Rimsul 50 machine...
Where do you get milk that isn't pasteurized?
That's the problem. You got to get raw milk from a cow, from a farmer. And there are raw milk farmers here. In Canada, they try to go to the police and then they scare the heck out of the police and actually try to seize their milk. In America, you can find raw milk farmers. You get raw milk, feed it to your kid, it's perfectly fine. It's good.
Well, like I say, I take lots of good supplements.
You didn't realize that your hubby knew about Rimsul 50.
Well, I'm sure you probably told me, but I like my milk, so I'm just going to keep
drinking. Well, just make sure, you know what you should do. Now we got Sprouts nearby. Get raw milk by a raw milk farmer. Do not drink milk that's been through RIMSA 50.
I might try it because it's only in my tea. So
yeah, I just had some you know, and it's perfectly good. Good milk is the dew from heaven. Stuff that's put through man's processing, including putting Roundup. Now there's $3 billion lawsuit on causing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. We've got three sites in America that make what's called mercury-based sugar. These are all extremely dangerous, and they're killing us, and we don't want to recognize it.
Bill, Paul, back to Paul, because he wants me to ask you this question on the air today, and he's
right.
Listening.
Right.
So his question is, can I put Nutridyne in my hot coffee and drink it? Does it hurt the Nutridyne?
No.
Doesn't do a thing to it, huh?
No.
Hot coffee?
No.
Oh.
Nutridyne is a plasma form of iodine. It's a monatomic form. It's not all the molecules, but enough of them. They will resurrect your mitochondria to T4 to T3. They resurrect your thyroid gland. Mm-hmm. They will kill and remove all stealth pathogens in your body, fungi, bacteria, viruses, and mycobacteria, and et cetera. And they will detox all higher energy fluoride, chloride, and bromide. It's the only form of iodine, plasma form. And don't believe the knuckleheads out there like Mike Adams and other idiots that have a nascent form of iodine. What they have is garbage. I have the only plasma iodine in the world, just like we have the only red deer velvet. So a lot of our nutraceuticals are completely unique. You can't buy it elsewhere. You can't go to Amazon. In fact, Amazon bugs us every week, trying to get us to go to Amazon, get a Amazon thingy. Please go ahead.
Speaking of red deer velvet, I had a call from Dylan, who's encapsulating a red deer.
Right.
And he was saying, oh, he said, you guys don't put any fillers, don't put anything in with your mm-hmm. your capsules, right?
Right.
In your red deer, red deer velvet. And I said, no. He was asking, he said, because there's a little bit of space in the capsule. I said, don't worry about space in the capsule. We want absolutely zero fillers. It's organic red deer, and boy, that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
I realize they put it, and they're putting, everyone puts fillers in a lot of stuff.
And fillers are garbage, okay, including titanium dioxide and everything. Let me explain the theory behind this. I, for years, prayed to ask God, because the first lecture was on quantum biophysics in 1982, called Phonon Major Cytogenetics, to a panel of Dr. Rollins and the University of Calgary Department of Biophysics and about 45 scientists. When I finished my lecture, because I have a background in quantum chemistry, I started researching for decades to ask God, is there a time during human lifespan where you don't age? 5 years ago, I got the answer from God, and he gave me the answers. And it's not Deagle, God. And he told me it's when you're a fetus. When you have a fetus, it's not the mama, it's the baby's placenta, which is part of human genetics that generates the 300 biomolecules and the 6 hormones. And they're identical for all mammals. The red deer velvet, the fuzz on the antlers for the deer, can make the antler grow 2 inches in a day. And that antler, though, gets destroyed by your stomach acid and pepsin and digestive enzymes. So then started researching, said, is there something that can protect those capsules so they won't be destroyed? And I discovered it about 4 years ago, started working on a patent, and then we got July 1st, we got a patent for the first product in the world in human history that stops aging. It returns you to the fetal state, because when you're a fetus, even though you're destroying cells and rebuilding organs, you're not deteriorating, you're not aging. And this gives you molecules, so whether you're rebuilding your brain, your skin to look beautiful, or your joints, or your liver, whatever, and you can take this with our special peptides, and oncomycin, which is mica D2, which is ergothionine. You can take it with our Vitamin Mineral Max and Omega Supreme Pro and all the other things in a custom protocol. And you can take it with peptides, like in vascular peptides. And my epigenetic frequency, that's the other thing God gave me. He showed me that the primary frequency that allows life to exist on Earth is from the frequency of Eden. And I have the Edenic frequencies and a generator to actually do that through epigenetics. So we have this available now. We've got my device that will generate a field to protect you at home. We have the little Magi device, but you need the supplements. If you don't take the supplements, nothing's going to happen. And you need Dr. Bill's. Don't say, I think I found something that's like yours, Dr. Bill. You're not going to find equivalent. Please continue.
Boy, I thought you'd never stop.
No, you got to understand, this is big deal stuff.
I wanted to tell you something. When you mentioned my COD2, like the oncomycin that we
have,
Ken, our friend Ken from Georgia, I was talking to him this week,
right,
and he was telling me how he takes extra of that, and so does his family, and the micelle D3 because they're black. He said black people need more of the vitamin D.
Yeah, and do you know something?
Interesting.
If you're living as far north as Minnesota and you don't do that, your incidence of dementia, heart disease, congestive heart failure, right, from all these things, and cancer rates are astronomically higher. When you take our micelle D3, myco D2, it activates your immune cells. You dramatically bring that back way into normal. Same thing as folic acid. You know, almost all the people with heart failure and with congestive heart failure and hypertension and all these vascular diseases like calcified arteries, they have a 5-mole folate reductase deficiency. And I do the genetics on them. I can measure a test on them, and I can tell them exactly, like homocysteine, after an L-methionine challenge, why they burned their artery walls. So this is way beyond your regular cardiologist. I do the test and confirm it.
Do you remember this week you were walking past my study and you heard me talking to Kathleen from Montana about her husband Jesse?
Right.
And the cardiovascular, right?
Right.
Did you hear what she was saying, that he's still walking 2 miles a day? I mean, I think they're in the almost 70.
Well, some people, that's the only thing they can afford. But they take our Vitamin Max and our cardiovascular, maybe Omega Supreme Pro.
No, I think they take a couple other things. They just love the cardiovascular.
Well, they usually start off that way. They start off with cardiovascular, and they go to Vitamin Max, maybe life support.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand, as you start walking this, and you did it years ago, you were really slow and studied before you'd add things. But, and you're still beautiful, by the way. When next year you're going to be a senior.
Oh my gosh!
But if I met you on the street, I'd say you're in your late 30s.
Oh my!
And you don't have wrinkles.
Gee, you must be tired.
No. You don't have you don't have wrinkles, right? Your eyes are glistening. There's no cataracts. Your teeth aren't falling out of your head. You have no periodontal disease. You don't have osteoporosis or osteopenia.
Well, you know what?
Your blood pressure is normal. You don't even have medication.
Well. Thank you.
And if you were a normal woman your age, you'd be on 4 to 8 drugs. Did you know that?
Well, that's very sweet of you, and I'm very blessed, Bill. You know I'm so blessed to have these supplements. I mean, I pray everybody.
Well, the Lord
has
God,
some.
You see, we live in a toxic world. The food in America is the worst on the planet. I call it the food of famine. Mineral depleted soil from killing the soil with this toxic gas. Toxic pesticides that attach to the proteins like lye and fraction of wheat gluten. Genetically modified food that even a self-respecting insect looks at and says, that's not a damn tomato, that's a scorpion. And then we add toxic things, aspartame, Splenda, Advantame, azosulfam, that are excitotoxins that fries our brain, burns our artery walls, and we wonder why we got kids with ADD, ADHD, congestive heart failure, dementia, all these things. We shouldn't wonder. Now, you talk to the average doctor, and I have doctors that are customer patients of mine, and they're boggled. They say, I've never heard of this before, Deagle. I go way beyond any of your so-called specialists out there, your cardiologist, your neurologist, your neuropsychologist, and I do all the advanced tests, and I work with them, and I bring them up to another level, and they realize, oh, what I am is basically a living pathologist. I don't just deal with the dead under a slide. I deal with the living walking up to me and say, hey, doc, can you help me?
Bill,
that's what we do.
Isn't it true that the worst food is America? Because in Canada, a lot of this isn't even allowed.
Let me give you 3 or 4 foods that are in America. Do you know that toxic dyes have been reduced for almost 50 years and are not allowed in Canada and they have in America?
I know.
Red dyes that are this and that.
I know, blue.
Number two, high fructose corn syrup is only made in America with 3 different plants to make mercury-based alkaline extraction.
Only in America.
Number three, certain pesticides, I know they use pesticides in Brazil and elsewhere, but certain pesticides and toxic sprays are only used here. For example, a toxic spray to get rid of the virus when they had that virus that broke out in Brazil.
Yeah, I remember that.
The spray they used here, they don't use anywhere else. When they actually had the Macondo drill site thing in the Gulf of Mexico, the military, all the branches of the military have another chemical to disperse oil. Do you know what they used? They used one that was a government contract of corruption that's so toxic it causes gene damage to the living life forms in the entire Gulf of Mexico.
Uh-oh.
And they used it in America that they wouldn't use off Brazil or Australia or anywhere. Only in America have you got the food of famine and the disease and toxins of the devil. The most toxic place on earth to eat food.
When we come back after that, Bill.
God help us.
I don't think you lacked any sleep last night.
No, I was active. I'm energized. I got my vitamins in me.
It'll be Pam, Bill. Pam from Illinois.
Sounds good. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have... have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Stephanie Shee, go ahead. I want to make sure you're close enough to the mic so we have nice loud audio. Go ahead.
Well, let's start with Pam, Bill. Pam from Illinois. Hi, Michelle. I listened to the Friday show on October 11th and glad to learn you found a new vendor for the subscription payments. Yes, the wellness protocols now are under Stripe, no longer PayPal. So she says she just renewed her subscription.
Right.
Len and I will be going on a two-week cruise, how nice, in late December from Santiago, Chile, I guess it's pronounced,
wow.
Go to Buenos Aires, Argentina. Oh, wow. I've read that the seas around Cape Horn can get rough. We haven't had an issue with seasickness before, but want to make sure we don't get sick on this trip if the seas get rough. What does Dr. Bill recommend that we take to prevent any kind of motion sickness while on the cruise?
Ear care, many air in one, 3 times a day. Power C Plus, 3 to 6 capsules, 3 times a day. It's Cell Defense Plus, 2 to 3 capsules, 3 times a day. That'll be the start.
Okay. How exciting, Pam. I'll be talking to you or texting or actually, yeah, Pam's been here a couple of times in Len.
She's actually visited, yeah. And actually, let me give a quick story about Len. Len is a guy that I think it's now been about a year and a half. He was dying of terminal congestive heart failure in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And Len contacted me while he was in the hospital, and the doctors were planning to put a cardiac assist pump in him. And to be honest with you, the knucklehead intensivist had been giving him drugs that were slowly killing him. They were over-treating him and actually putting him into terminal heart failure. So I intervened, because I'm an intensivist as well, got him off dang drugs, put him on the right things, and within a matter of weeks, we got him out of hospital. 2 months after he was discharged, he was walking at 12,000 feet without even assistive oxygen. Okay? So you can understand, I don't care if your problem is diabetes, peripheral neuropathy, or coronary artery disease, you do not need a bypass or a stent. You do not need to take conventional cancer therapy. We have a whole range of treatments we can give you. And we rescued Len, and Len is alive today, now going on a cruise, because he listened to the Nutramedical Report, but he listened to Most High God, who said, you know, this man Deagle is a healer of the body and soul, and he wants to provide help with his beautiful wife, Michelle, and they're walking today alive as a couple because they were blessed by Nutramedical. Please continue.
Okay, Pam, another Pam, but this is Pam from Connecticut.
Right.
Dear Michelle, hope you and your family are well. I have a question for Dr. Bill. Can you ask him what kind of test he believes people should be having after 50 for men and women, mm-hmm. like colonoscopy and pap smears, she says, and, you know, the things that regular doctors, and, of course, it's covered on your insurance, too. She says, can he give us help with that? Thanks so much. Pam.
Sure. The first test I'd recommend you get, and these ones are done by conventional docs. They're not my
right.
tests. Okay, the first test is thyroid, and you measure a free T4, free T3, and free reverse T3, and a high-sensitive UTSH. Next one is for men, do a free and combined PSA, because it'll tell you if it's more likely prostate cancer. For women and for men, you can do a cancer cell marker test, which we have available. Your doctor can order it. The one that I recommend for the colon is a colono test. It's a DNA test. I do not like colonoscopies because the idiots that actually have these colonoscopes do not clearly sterilize them, and they often, about 1 in 100 people, colonize them with bacteria or puncture their bowel and kill them. So the only test I think is safe, and I used to do it myself, is sigmoidoscopies. Colonoscopies are dangerous and stupid. If you want to do someone's test of their abdomen, if you do an occult blood after no aspirin, vitamin C, and red meat for 5 days, then you want to do an ultrasound of the abdomen and see if you have polyps. If you have polyps, you do a CT scan, spiral CT. If the spiral CT and the colonoscope test for cancer is positive, within 48 hours, you do a high-speed PET scan, and it'll tell you if it's cancer. For lungs and other tissues, you can simply do, if you have lung disease, let you're a smoker, you do a flow volume loop and a DLCO for diffusion capacity. For your heart, I recommend a regular EKG, a 48 to 72-hour Holter monitor. The regular conventional tests the doctors do, like cholesterol, fats, and so on, is freaking useless. You need lipid electrophoresis, which I do. Do not chase cholesterol ever. The knuckleheads that want to chase it will castrate you because they give you drugs that will actually also toxically block other drugs. In fact, I talked just the other day to Dr. Joe Elid, and we didn't talk about the story on Friday. One of his patients was bleeding to death because they gave him 80 milligrams of Norvasc, on top of another drug that blocked his clotting pathways and nearly bled out. So you have to understand, you know, that do not underestimate. You know, I remember it says there was a statement by Napoleon, never underestimate your enemy when they're destroying the battlefield. I never underestimate the stupidity of my colleagues. I'm constantly, as a medical legal expert in every specialty, floored by the massive, disgusting stupidity of my colleagues in every specialty. And if you assume that they have tested your DNA for which polymorphisms you know how to detox pathways, none of them do it. The law was passed in after a conference in Ohio in the late 1980s and in the early 90s. And in Japan, it's a law that your health card has to tell you what phase 2 detox pathways you have so they know if your blood levels need to be tested for drugs. The doctors in America don't test anything. They just wait till you get a cardiac arrhythmia or heart block or something horrible is going to happen. Just like you react to Entresto that nearly kills you or something. So that's the basic tests. I recommend a plain x-ray of your chest. I recommend a plain EKG and a Holter monitor if you've got an atrial fibrillation or an irregular heartbeat. I recommend a thyroid test. I measure, now if you're going to do hormones, the doctor measuring blood hormones is stupid. You got to measure not just blood hormones for male and female, which you can do, but you want to measure levels of, for example, males of male hormone of androstenedione, testosterone, and dihydrotestosterone. And for females, you want to measure their, and if they're still having cycles, you want to measure it beforehand on multiple data points, multiple days before their cycle. If they're postmenopausal, measure their levels. They should get a DEXA bone scan once a year. DEXA bone scan. And if the DEXA scan is positive, then you can contact me and I'll go to the next level. But that's the basic tests that are covered by your insurance. Everything else that the doctors do is including a SMAC panel. And if they're going to do a SMAC panel, they must measure your magnesium. Okay? And if your enzymes in your liver are high, contact me and we'll do things like get an ultrasound of your liver and test for other reasons like SIBO, small intestinal bowel overgrowth. Because untreated SIBO will give you pancreatic cancer, gallstones, and sudden ulcers or deaths from bleeding to death. So do not assume your doctors know what the hell they're doing. Assume they don't know how to even start. But if you actually do those tests, contact me afterward, okay?
Next is Judy.
It's a big question, isn't it?
Judy and Anina.
I hope I was comprehensive there.
Uh-huh.
Right. Good, I am, by the way.
I do have a ton of questions
today,
though.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got to give. I'd like to, especially the ones that people are listening, Bill. And I always put those at the very, very first because they're thinking they're not going to get
an answer, yeah.
So,
by the way, one of the things I do is ministry, which is free. This is Praise the Lord Jesus Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach. The Lord God has given me a healing art. You can call or email me, and I will provide you a free, no charge, starter protocol of what to do, and I'll even advise what tests you can do with your doctor. No charge. You can call or email me, and I don't care if you ever bought a product. I will provide it for you and bless you anywhere on earth. Go ahead.
Judy has an inner email, Bill. Says, Dear Dr. Bill Deagle, thank you so much for taking the time to read my email. Below are my concerns. It's worth mentioning that I was in the Navy from 1980 to 84 and concerned about inoculations received during my service. Now I have Hashimoto, hypothyroid,
right.
Developing RA, that's rheumatoid
arthritis, yeah.
Hair loss, anxiety, depression, weight gain, and sleep issues.
Right.
Multiple waking up at the night to go to the bathroom and now taking, what's that, Simoleon or something? Something? Must be for, it helps with sleep. That's got to be a sleep thing.
Simoleon, yeah. Okay.
And then, basically.
I'm not going to use the swear word for it, but they effed her up. You have to understand, there's no such thing as a safe vaccine. We've talked about this. I'm going to have the lady from the National Vaccine Information Center. We're going to get other experts on vaccines. Both ladies, by the way, are brilliant, beyond brilliant. And when you take a vaccine, it attaches to body proteins or even a stealth pathogen in your gut or your body. And then if the protein looks like a protein on your own cellular membranes or tissues, it's going to make your immune cells attack them too. So, for example, you wonder about rheumatoid. Everybody with rheumatoid has positive in their joints Mycoplasma fermentans incognita. And if those proteins look similar and have been aggravated by a vaccine, your body's immune cells are going to go haywire and create rheumatoid nodules in your joints. You can even get a rheumatoid nodule in your hypophysis in your brain. If you believe it or not, you get rheumatoid nodules in the base of your brain, okay? Or even your heart. So when she says she's got Hashimoto's thyroiditis is caused by a virus or an immune reaction, and you get what's called thyroperoxidase antibodies, and you get elevated microsomal and thyroglobulin antibodies, and yes, vaccines can trigger it. For example, I went over this the other day. I had one of our Elendra Borgros on for two segments because her audio was kind of screwed up in hour one, so we actually run for a long time. And when Orlando was on, we talked about this, what vaccines do, like in international travel, because he has a Sunday show here on the network. If you've done like I have for, you know, almost four and some decades, giving people vaccines, if you give, let's say, the yellow fever treatment, it will kill you, okay? It'll make you, first, if you take Fansidar for chloroquine for resistant malaria, within 4 to 6 weeks, you'll get peripheral neuropathy, yellowed vision, and eventually neurological damage. Okay? So, if anybody thinks you can make a safe vaccine and that it's not going to harm you, this lady's a good example. And we do that to a military. In fact, I took care of military personnel who got the Bioport vaccine made in Michigan for the weaponized anthrax we gave to Saddam Hussein. And the one guy told me it was like getting kicked across the room by a donkey. He was in so much pain he couldn't sleep for a week. And the pain and neuropathy he developed in his shoulder and rotator cuff was mind-boggling. It lasts for months and months and years. So you got to understand, the people that push vaccines are devils, morons, and do evil. They do evil. And you cannot. There's only a few vaccines that might help. I consider the vaccine against pneumonia pretty good, and the tetanus vaccine, if they're not altered, like the Kenyan doctors found out they were altered to make antibodies against the trophoblasts of early pregnancy. And the World Health Organization and the International Court of Justice found them guilty of sterilizing 70-some thousand women in the Philippines in the 1990s and in Soweto, South Africa. So you got to understand, there's no such thing as a safe vaccine. Great. Go ahead.
A Stan in an email says, Dr. Bill, my friend needs a protocol for his sinuses. He had multiple procedures due to polyps that keep recurring. And keep having to be removed. He constantly sounds like he has a cold.
Well, the first thing is you want an indirect nasopharyngoscopy by an ENT specialist, and you want him to remove the polyps and also see if you need an enterostomy to open up the passage between the middle turbinate and the maxillary sinus. You might have to do an enterostomy. That's a surgical procedure. And they can do that. But you have to clear the pathogens. You can grow anything from vermicular worms in your nose to fungi like aspergillosis, nocardia, etc. These produce aflatoxins that can destroy your brain. People with chronic sinus have dementia. They get dementia. Their brain gets on fire. Okay? So when you get somebody with chronic sinus polyps, they have food allergy, they have nasal allergies, they've got stealth pathogens, including viruses like rhinovirus subclass 3 growing in their mucous membranes. So you want to be taking 4 to 6 sprays every 2 to 4 hours of NutriSilver. You want to be taking Aller Block 3 times a day, at least 1 capsule. You want to take Allicin Med 1, 3 caps a day. You want to take Nutridyne 15 to 20 drops in water 3 times a day. You want to take Nutri Defense 2 capsules 3 times a day. You want to take Nutrimune 26Y 2 caps 3 times a day. And you want to get a SinuPulse Elite and put 15 drops of to 30 drops of Nutridyne in the device for 800 mils and put in the SinuWare powder, so it's U-osmolar, not a hyperosmolar or hypoosmolar, and irrigate 200 mils per side every 4 times a day, morning, lunch, supper, bed. And if you do that, after the sinus passages are opened up by your ENT and he's removed the polyps and opened up the enterostomies, you're healed. And we can give you also specific peptides to regenerate. You can use a lumen photon to regenerate your face. You can use the red deer velvet and oncomycin. You can heal this. But you're going to need some surgery, and you need an indirect nasopharyngoscopy, and you can send me the reports when you get your ENT. But if without the antipathogenics and anti-allergies, you're going to be a mess. And if he does 3 surgeries without fixing these, your nose will be permanently screwed up. That's a big deal. The sinuses are very common, and that's the solution.
Thank you. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco-D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And welcome back. We have Michelle here, and that was a long answer, but it was important because sinus is one of the most 4 or 5 top topics we get, and allergies, and I had to deal with that because there's a simple solution, but it does involve medicine and our NutriMeds, et cetera. And
well, Stan had another question, Bill. I'm trying to get in here. He says, another issue is my daughter gained too much weight from pregnancy. Her legs and arms swelled up, and they would hurt if you compress them. Maybe we can address that, too, in a protocol. She was 118 pounds and is now 190.
She's a diabetic. Okay, everybody who's obese is what I call a diobesity, okay? I went into medicine in 1973 to find the cause of diabetes, and this year I'm publishing the answer. And it's completely different than all the diabetologists and all the specialty clinics, including Harvard on Earth. And I got to tell you why. It's really pretty simple. Dr. Banting and Best did a ligation lab outside of McGill University back in the 1920s. And they ligated arteries to the pancreas and noticed that dogs turned diabetic when they ligated their pancreas. Now, when a woman's pregnant, her body puts up more insulin in response to support the baby. If she produces so much insulin, her body liver makes fatty acids that go to her fat cells. And when the fat cells are a certain size, they divide and become bigger and gain more fat. Abdominal, we call mental fat, and sublingual, subdermal fat. So she exploded because she's basically becoming a pregnancy diabetic. Now, you may not be hyperglycemic even if you get fat, because your body can put out enough insulin that your muscles will absorb the sugar and burn it. But once you reach the point where your muscles don't have enough insulin sensitivity anymore, because they lose the glutathione transporter and insulin receptor, you're going to spill sugar back and become now hyperglycemic. Before that happens, you become hypertensive, you go into heart failure. She's probably also some degree of heart failure as well, so I have to address that. She's probably a diabetic right now, and she probably has dyslipidemia. Yes, you had a...
What's the protocol?
Okay, the protocol is she needs our diabetic protocol, which is dibetaline with two with each meal, biotin plus two with each meal, berberstatin two with each meal, leptin metabolic one in the morning to control appetite, glycemics to replace meals. She should start eating only at 12 noon and only eat to 7. Never touch bread or anything that has a glycemic index over 30. The glycemics can replace a meal, and she can actually have a half of the glycemics before even her supper meal. Let's say she has some salmon and some veggies. She should avoid rice, bread, and any kind of high glycemic index carbos. For example, like corn, okay? And bananas. But she can have lots of berries and other things like that to keep her electrolytes up. She should be on the, during the day, she should be sipping on Keto Power, Mega Muscles, and Sports Energy Light during the day as her snacks. And she can have keto snacks if she wants. She can have a few nuts here and there, not a lot, a few. And that diet basically means she has to active. She's got to start walking at least half hour a day. The Sonic Life is the best machine, but if she just gets an active walking program or a rebounder. Rebounder is really good. So you can go to a fitness clinic, get on a rebounder. If you can afford it, you want to get the Sonic Life. It'll raise your metabolic rate. But she basically is a post-pregnancy, diabetic, hypertensive, heart failure victim, and the doctors are mistreating. And right now, she's blown up like a balloon. She's probably what's called type 2 hypothyroid. She needs Mitothyroid, 2 capsules twice a day, Neutrodyne, at least 5 drops twice a day, Forskolin twice a day, which is fat mobilizer, and conjugated linoleic acid, okay, which will also mobilize the fat out of her fat tissues. But, basically, she's a complex mess. And the conventional doctors have no eventual way. They don't realize the fact she's almost certainly type 2 hypothyroid. She's diabetic. She has a dyslipidemia, and she's heading toward congestive heart failure.
Next is Antoinette Bill from North Dakota. Hi, Dr. Deagle. What do you recommend to lower toxicity of manganese as they are spraying it in our air?
Well, the first thing is drink clean, filtered water. Get our pure water system water, number one. Number two, Clealer Max. Women, 2 capsules morning and bedtime, and ultra liquid zeolite, 13 to 14 drops, 3 times a day. But if you take those detox agents, you need to have at least a vitamin mineral max twice a day and mineral plus twice a day, because you're going to pull some good minerals too. If you're trying to, one of the problems is you got to make sure you filter your water at source, or you're going to drink toxic water that's got manganese in it, because it's going to come down in the spray, end up in your grass, you end up in your water supply, in your local reserve. That's the problem.
The next bill is a bill, another bill. He goes, Dr. Deagle, last July, it's kind of long, but it's interesting. Last July, he took his recumbent trike on a week-long camping trip in the Smokies.
Right.
It was wonderful, and he said, I thought I was getting my body some excellent exercise. I'm 65 years old. Things went well. But he goes on to say, after a week, his right calf muscle felt strained and so on, and he lost control of the muscle that raises his foot and developed foot drop. My knee kept flexing into the rear lock position.
Right.
And then he goes on to say, at first it was diagnosed as pediforms or something, and I was sent to an orthopedic doctor, and then he referred him to a neurologist since I have muscle twitching. And the neurologist said it is caused by Lyme disease. that he must have picked up Lyme disease.
Yeah, he's got Lyme-induced peripheral neuropathy. I know how to reverse that. The conventional doctors are knuckleheads. They have no idea how to reverse Lyme. You do not use conventional drugs. In fact, there's conventional drugs that doctors use. They can have their license pulled within a month of using them. You use our Nutri-9 15 to 20 drops 3 times a day. Alisomed 1 to 2 capsules 3 times a day. Nutri-Defense 2 capsules 3 times a day. Nutri-Immune 26Y 2 capsules 3 times a day. High Dose Power C 6 to 10 capsules 3 times a day. The immunoglobulins and all these antipathogenics. And then Nutri-Silver 1 spray per 10 pounds body weight for the first month, and after that for 20 pounds body weight 4 times a day. If you're trying to regenerate the nerve, you want Neurogen 2 capsules 3 times a day. Omega Supreme Co, 2 capsules 3 times a day. CoQ10 Supreme, CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol. And you need to regenerate, you need to have the Red Deer Velvet, 4 capsules twice a day along with vancomycin. You want to put the Lumen Photon over the leg. We can also do epigenetic frequency therapy. You'll need neurological peptides, which we have, and vascular peptides twice a day for the first month and then drop it off to 1. You're in a big trouble. Right now, these conventional doctors can do nothing for you. You've got what's a foot drop from Lyme-induced peripheral neuropathy. We have to kill off the Lyme disease, reverse the peripheral neuropathy, otherwise you're going to be permanently disabled. You'll have a foot drop with a brace, and you will hardly be able to walk around with even a walker unless we reverse this. And we can do that. But if you let the conventional doctors treat you, you're, as they say in the military, screwed and tattooed.
Next is Bernard, Bill, or Bernard. How would you say it, Bernard or Bernard?
Bernard. I had an Uncle Bernard, my father's brother.
He's from Oregon. And he says, "Hello, Bill and Michelle. Recently, my wife of 23 years was diagnosed with lupus. She's only 48, and she's suffering with a lot of joint pain.
Right.
What NutriMeds would help her?"
Let me explain. Every disease, heart disease, dementia, ADD, ADHD, has a stealth pathogen and cytokine present and genetic anomalies. So if I do a full consult, which I'll have to do in this case, I would do immunocytotechnology, I would look for stealth pathogens, I would clear the pathogens, I would reduce the cytokine level, I'd regenerate the nerves, I'd turn off the cytokine levels causing the polyneuropathy and the polyarthropathy, and her symptoms would go away. But it's a big, tall order, and it's not easy. And the conventional doctors are lost in space.
What's our protocol for Lyme?
Lyme disease, to start off with, again, the same antipathogenics I mentioned for just a moment ago. And then on top of that, what you want to do with Lyme disease.
Not Lyme, I mean lupus.
The lupus, you want to add to those
those
antipathogenics. With lupus, what you want to do is...
Is it not the same as the Lyme protocol, though?
Well, you want polyarthritis. You want arthritics, 2 capsules twice a day. Inflamex, 3 capsules twice a day. Joint Performance, 2 capsules twice a day. Tendermint twice a day. Collagemax, 1 capsule twice a day. Red Deer Velvet, 2 to 4 capsules twice a day. And vancomycin, 2 capsules twice a day. And Lumen Photon over the affected joint area.
Because lupus, now that would affect the joints and make your...
It affects everything. Listen.
It's painful.
Yeah,
right?
You can measure cytokines, all kinds of cytokines. I use a lab in
Lyme disease painful too?
Yes. Yeah, it can be, and you can get cognitive problems, you can get peripheral neuropathy, you can get migratory polyarthritis. You can get it also with Vibrio marinus, which I did research back in the 70s. Vibrio will actually, as a flesh-eating bacteria, that can eat your leg off. Hmm. And I did research with the bug when I was actually working on his genetics back in 73 in my PhD. All right.
Now we've got Kevin here from Michigan, and he says, "I love the quick order fulfillment and speedy delivery of via Priority." We do send Priority. Everything over a pound, we send Priority.
Isn't that cool?
Or UPS. That's nice.
Yeah, we have better service because you can talk to a real person, Michelle, who's awesome.
Guess what,
to get orders. And if you have questions, you can always contact me.
He goes on to say, just a note on the Inflamex and cell defense. I followed Dr. Bill's direction for my blown ankle and broken leg, and the NutriMeds worked fantastically.
Mm-hmm.
Since the ankle won't be back to normal for another 12 months...
I think there's other layers of treatment. So when he says he's trying to pre-diagnose it, the rate of recovery will be 12 months? No.
Well, he says, "I find that if I run out of Inflamex and cell defense, the swelling goes up again."
Well, of course, he's only done layer 1 treatment. Layer 2 treatment is add Collagen Max, Joint Performance, Tendon Mender, Lumen Photon, mild hyperbaric oxygen, epigenetic frequency treatment, peptides, which we have for joints. No. Mr. Guy, we can make your 12 months contracted 2 to 3 months, and we'll have full regeneration of the joints. You won't have joint fragments, chewing the heck out of the joint, by becoming calcified fragments to tear off the cartilage and actually cause you to have a kind of a viscous layer of lacerated cartilage in your joint. Don't let that happen, okay? If you let the conventional doctors mess around, they'll end up either fusing your joint or doing a joint replacement.
Jacqueline from Southern California, she says, hello, Dr. Deagle. Please email me the protocol to lose weight. You can give some suggestions and formulas that you have available. She's asking for three to four products.
Well, we already mentioned that, but I'll just give the three or four.
Yeah.
Diabetoline, Rivastatin, and Glycemix, okay? But there's a full protocol we talked about earlier. We give it for a complete protocol earlier. Because honestly, it's a big deal. Everybody who's obese is a pre-diabetic. Everybody with dyslipidemia is a pre-diabetic. Everybody with hypertension, heart failure, or any vascular disease is a pre-diabetic. They're just developing different pathways, okay? Yeah. So if you don't understand, depending on the target tissue, for example, when you get liver failure, elevated triglycerides, and you're going into triglyceride-induced liver failure, it's a pre-diabetic condition, okay? And you're getting cytokine levels that are chewing up your liver. So the doctors don't understand. My research is going to be very simple, and I want the doctors to confirm it. Diabetes is a condition where eventually you develop insulin resistance in your skeletal muscle and the blood sugar backs up. That's easy to confirm with insulin glucose tolerance test on any patient. So if they don't believe me, just do the darn tests, okay?
Yvette in an email says, I've been listening to your online program for a little while. I have underactive thyroid conditions and would like to learn more about your various products.
Mitothyroid, 2 capsules twice a day.
Bill, she goes on to say, my major symptoms are female hair loss. It has been going on for years, but in the last couple of years, it's gotten worse.
Well, she
my
might
hair
have two
now
things.
Is real thin.
She can have thyroid, but she can also have thyroid conversion of female hormones to male. And we can use things like hormone synergy to block her conversion if she's especially perimenopausal.
Well, she says, I also have cold hands and feet and fatigue after my monthly menstrual cycle.
Right, so she's still cycling. So
yeah.
I would give her the DHEA pregnenolone cream 4 to 8 pumps in the morning, hormone synergy twice a day, progesterone, right, especially in cycle right up until the week of her cycle or period. I would give her mitothyroid 2 capsules twice a day, forskolin 1 twice a day, 5 to 10 drops of Neutrodyne twice a day, and that should reverse her hypothyroidism and her hormonal problems. Then we can do testing of her saliva and blood for her female hormones, free T4, free T3, free reverse T3, and she can get an alcohol gerotherm thermometer to measure her core temperature. If she's hypothermic, she's hypometabolic.
Is the recidival for hair loss good for men and women?
Yes, it is, because most women, what happens is they start to convert to male hormone, and male hormone will shut down the follicle of women too. So, residual hair tonic twice a day on the hair on women, because what happens is you get menopausal, you start converting it. If there's any males in your family that are balding, you're turning basically like the males in your family. So, that'll help stop it.
Whoa, you're on a roll today, Bill. I survived it.
I'm on a big roll.
I survived it. I'm out of here.
It's called a Kaiser roll, right? It's a big roll.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways, thank you for listening. God bless you. And we will see you next Friday. And I will never bring Bill coffee again. I promise. See you later.
I got a card to read here. An hour two. And Dr. Deagle's chomping at the bit. And I got a Harley Schlanger from Berlin, Germany. Our brilliant Harley Schlanger from the LaRouche Foundation. And hour three, our brilliant Dr. Betty Martini and Dr. Joe Elid.